Blog Talk Radio.
A return to excellence. A return to tradition. It's the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. The Dial, the Kingdom, Red Dragon.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, powered by Charles Auto Family, located in Garrettsville, Ohio, providing you great deals every single day. We hope you guys go out there and check them out. And this Thursday, the Red Dragons take on the Girard Indians. I'm excited to get Coach Perry. We also have a special guest during the end of the show that we're going to feature, one of the team captains of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons, but we're going to bring him on, but I'll leave that as a teaser so you guys listen to the entire show. Coach, it's game week. You said you might be a little nervous. You might say, I might have 5 minutes here. What's your mindset with the Indians, coming here to Bo Ryan Stadium on Thursday night?
Yeah, well, our clock's at 3. I walked by it again just a minute ago. So, I'm probably a little bit edgier than I should be. The players will tell you that. A little bit jumpier at practice. And, it's getting here, but at the same time, I probably feel like eternity before Thursday rolls around.
Nice. I'm excited to get this show going because I think everybody's excited to see what kind of team's going to show up Thursday night and the kids that are going to make up this team. And I figured we'd kind of maybe go through a position preview where we can just kind of spotlight each position and kind of maybe just give a quick detail. We don't have to go in, crazy paragraph-long things, but just a quick update on and what these kids are doing. So I guess why don't we start at the position that everyone knows the most, the quarterback position.
Yeah, so all summer we had a great battle there with our senior, who was our guest last week, Jason Gibson, and sophomore Zach Leonard. And really, as we worked through, there was some ebbs and flow to that, but at the end of the day, we felt that Zach kind of pulled ahead, and probably for the last few weeks, he's been getting predominantly the reps with the first team. Great part about that battle is, Gibby's already jumping in other places, helping us everywhere. He's really come along nicely on defense, too. And, through the course of the season, that he's going to end up taking snaps as well. So, feel very comfortable with those two guys. It really wasn't like one guy lost it. I think we could have gone into battle with either one, but we're gonna start with Zach and see how it goes.
Nice. So maybe we'll see some trickery, some wildcat plays in there.
No comment, Coach.
Now, why don't we go to the running back position? That's my favorite position on the field. So who's going to be carrying the football for us?
Yeah, that's a place where we feel we just have some different kind of styles that kind of complement each other. Obviously, I think most fans know that Rob Savin's back. This will be his fourth year as a starter, third year starting running back. And he's had 2,000 yards over the last 2 years, so we'd be crazy not to try to feature him. And then we have a couple underclassmen, Joe Gallo, who is splitting time at both the 2 and the 3 with Chris Swift Adams at the fullback position. And then we have a sophomore who we're really high on, Travis Molnar. He's kind of that change of pace back. A little bit more of a slasher in there, but really love his running style. Anxious to see how he develops over the next 3 years. So, we got two positions there, and then Brandon Hayes. So we got two positions and 6 guys who at any given time, we're pretty comfortable with having those guys in the game. So, again, I think we have some multiple threats at that running back position.
Excellent. That's a great way to start the show off an even position preview because you're only as good as the next guy up, and you already explained it. If there is some injuries or things come up with the starters, you're not going to feel afraid of putting the next guy in that starting position, which I think speaks volumes to the depth of the team.
Yeah, and we're young, so it's not like we got three. We're not looking at we got three backs with 1,000 yards or anything like that. But at the same time, it's a nice problem to have is the which back we want to have in there. The other thing I really love about our fullbacks, they all catch the ball well out of the backfield. So, stick their nose in there and block people and then slip out into the passing concept. And, we're looking for great things out of those guys.
Excellent. Why don't we move off to the wideout positions? These are the guys that are going to catch the big deep balls for the Dragons.
Yeah, so again, that starts with the kid that I think even got some playing time as a freshman, and Trent Johnson. I know he played some defense for us back when I was here in 15. And then we have Kyle Lundgren, we have Seth McMillan, Jaden Davis. Gibby's been rotating in a couple of the spots. We changed personnel, so we'll go from, 21 personnel, which is two backs, one tight end, and then we'll jump into maybe a 20, and then maybe a 10. So, one of the things we found that we had was a lot of receivers because we've been spread for the last few years. The position we're maybe in that receiving core we're lacking a little bit is at tight end. We feel we have a good one in David Mays there. But we don't have a ton of depth behind him. So if something happens, we need to get him out of the game. We simply go to either a 20 or a 10 personnel and just put an extra receiver in because, we feel like we're deep there. Another name of a kid is pretty talented, learning the playbook. The only thing holding him back a little bit is Romero Baskin. Romero's going to be a junior, very athletic, and we're counting on him to come along as we move through the season.
Nice. Now, the next position that we're going to cover is that offensive line. Personally, when I'm doing games and being able to put the binoculars on guys, it's just my favorite position to watch on the field. I love a tough, physical offensive lineman that's going to play to the whistle and even throw that extra little elbow or just that extra little shove or all those nasty things that those feisty offensive linemen do. So kind of take us in tune and what that front line for the Red Dragons looks like.
Yeah, well, we've been banged up front, and that's no secret. We've got some guys out and working their way back in. It's nice to see them now, look like they're getting closer. I don't think we'll have everybody back for this first game, but we're certainly in better shape than we were 2 weeks ago. So, with our seniors, I think of where it starts up front. Nick Jarvis has played a couple years up front. Draven Wallace, another kid that rotates both sides of the ball. Our center from last year is back, Alex Harper. And, last couple weeks he's been coming on. And then our underclassmen, we got the big guy, Adam McGinnis. He's about 6'5", 315.
He's a little bigger than me, that?
Yeah, just slightly, Beau. Not much, but a little bit. Sean Weiss, a kid that didn't play last year, has really, really been doing a nice job being in the mix with us. Aaron Klein, another junior. And then we have a couple sophomores, Tyler Platt and Cicero in there in the mix. So, again, it's been too much of a rotation of what I would really like, but because of injuries, the back end of that becomes we're probably going to have some versatility down the road once we get everybody healthy. So, up front, we got a battle this week, and we got to get it figured out here pretty quick. But I think as the year developed to get that nice, I think I named about 10 guys there. So
yeah.
To get a rotation like that and finding guys that really want to get after and practice it, I think as we move through the season, hopefully that becomes a shining spot of this team rather than as I think right now it's a little bit of a concern.
Excellent stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast powered by Charles Auto Family. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them at their leisure, you can always check them out at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Simply type in the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, and we'll be featuring those on Twitter, Facebook, all those social media outlets so you guys can take some time with the Red Dragons and Coach Perry as they get prepared for this upcoming game against the Girard Indians and the rest of the Red Dragons football season. We covered base on the offense. Let's flip it to the defensive side of the ball, and we'll go from the inside out, and let's start with those defensive ends and tackles.
Yeah, up there again, it's high school football. So all those problems I talked to you about on the offensive line, just go ahead and flip it around. a lot of the same names, a couple guys I didn't mention. Our buddy Cup, Madison Cup, he's a little bit of an undersized, but we like him in there, a guy that maybe can change up, give the pass rush. And same thing by the kid by the name of Darren Thomas, who got a lot of playing time last year toward the end of the year and proved that he was a good pass rusher as well. So in addition to all those other guys I mentioned, I guess we won't necessarily run them down again, but that's all those guys are in the mix for those four spots, and then we're trying to rotate in based on some scenarios. We get third and long, we're going to bring those better pass rushers in and so forth. So, again, that's a little bit of a work in progress there. Some guys have kind of settled in. I think McGinnis, as big as he is an offensive tackle, he's probably a little bit more of a natural defensive player. So we're kind of looking to him maybe to anchor that side of the ball. But, once those bullets start flying, we'll get a better idea after Girard.
Nice. And then we'll go to that second line of defense, your linebacker spots. Who are the young men filling those positions?
Yeah, again, a little bit of depth there and some guys that have played a little bit. And again, Rob Savin, I think he's probably our leading tackler back from last year. Chris Swift Adams been in there. He's a little undersized. One of the first guys there in our hit jersey for us, so he's not afraid to stick his nose in there. And then the same thing with Brandon Hayes. Another kid that we like the way the physicality he brings to that position. And then Joe Gallo, another running back that goes and plays. And, you know, we were lucky to get him back. He'd been a baseball guy the last couple of years. And I think the more he plays, the more comfortable. And I think offense is a little easier for him. I think defense is coming to him the more he's getting reps. So, again, you know, we're looking at 3 to 4 of these guys in there. But, you know, we feel we have some depth at about 5 or 6. We got a kid coming off an injury. Just got his cast off today, Eleni Fryer, who is a younger kid, but shows some athletic ability and some promise there. So, you know, linebacker, again, a little bit happier there than where we are on the D-line.
Nice. Before we get to the DBs, the defensive system you run, is it predicated on you having more, what's the word I'm looking for? A certain position that you're going to value more than others? I mean, maybe that defense will run through the linebackers or it's going to run through your secondary.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about up the middle. I do believe that. You know, you got to have good safeties, I think. If you don't have good safeties, it's kind of hard to run some of the things you want to do on the back end. And obviously, I think linebacker is always the most important play as far as that goes. You know, if you have good linebacker play, you can just get guys up front to clog some holes and then let them run free and make some plays. So, you know, with this group of guys that aren't afraid to stick their nose in their linebacker, I think we got a fighting chance.
Awesome. And you kind of give this a segue. We're going to the secondaries, the DBs, and the safeties. You mentioned the value of that safety position. Kind of take us through what it looked like back there.
Yeah. So, again, Trent's been playing back there for a while, Trent Johnson. He's a kid that just covers so much ground. Really kind of, he kind of bails you out. In fact, he had a pick during the scrimmage. He had 2 picks against Lakeside in the scrimmage, and one of them was him just covering for a guy that completely blew his coverage. He saw it, ran over there, made a play. So, you know, it's nice to have him back there. Kyle Lundgren's another kid that really had a nice summer for us. He gets a little nosy sometimes. That's what we're working on. He's probably tired of me yelling at him not to get people behind him this week. And then Jason Gibson, who's, you know, he's that quarterback of the defense, like he is on offense. Real headsy player, and like having him out there because he keeps everybody in check. And again, Romero Baskin, that kid that if we could, you know, make sure that he's in the playbook, then I think he really helps us there. And then our kicker, Chase Adzina, is a kid that he's been down with a little illness, and we're getting him back this week. So, you know, he's a kid as he
gets
got a healthy.
Foot,
and,
yeah. He's got a big time foot.
So we're really excited to get him back and farther that part of the game. And then, you know, he'll have to rep his way back and, you know, get his win back as far as helping us on offense and defense. But he's built a Trent Johnson mold where a healthy Chase really allows us some opportunities on defense to maybe gamble a little bit.
Yeah, he got some great size, great athletic ability. Coach Perry, I mean, I appreciate you. I know there's got to be a tenuous week for you as we're 3 days away before your first game as your head coach of the Red Dragons. Before we get into our player spotlight show with our special guest tonight, anything you just want to say to the faithful that are going to fill the stands up, but Ryan.
Well, I'm going to cut you off here for a second, and I don't want to leave these guys out. We didn't get to corners. We did cover safeties.
Oh,
and
my bad.
So, you know, we typically play 2 corners, but we got 4 guys that, again, are going to be in the rotation there. Travis Molnar, Dougie Foster, Jaden Davis, and Seth McMillan. These guys, again, we feel comfortable with them in the game. They're all a little bit different, I think, just based on some scenarios, which guy's going to be in there. But, you know, we're really counting on those guys. And again, to have 4, you know, let's hope we can keep them all healthy and then, you know, that we keep growing in that position. As far as the second part of that, Bo, you know, my big thing with the kids is we just got to come out ready to play, and there's going to be a nice crowd, and that's a thrill for our kids and for our coaches. And we just want to represent Niles McKinley in a way that brings honor to the city, to the school, to the program, to our families. That's what's most important to me. Obviously, winning's a big part of that, and we never lose focus on that. But I think beyond that, it's we want people to look down and be proud of this group of young men. I'm proud of them, and can't wait to watch them hit the field. And we have one promise. They have one promise to me come Thursday, and Swifty could probably, before we get to our guests, probably tell you about what I asked. One big thing of them as we start that game Thursday, see if they can, if he knows what I'm really counting on seeing as we bust out to play Girard. But, you know, if I go back to January, you know, I've challenged them quite a bit. They've responded. I'm proud of these kids, and I'm just excited to watch them go out there and do what I know they've been working hard to go do.
Awesome. Coach Perry, we appreciate you always joining us. Episode 4, 3 days away before your first game as head coach of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons. I wish you and this team the best of luck as we move forward. And now we're going to move off to our second guest of the year as we feature one of the other team captains in this 2018 Players Plus Spotlight.
Flow that got the block hot, shit got super hot.
The Red Dragons Players Spotlight.
And with that said, we're going to begin our second special guest interview with Chris Swift Adams, senior team captain. He plays linebacker and fullback, and you heard Coach Perry talk about his toughness, even though he might not be the largest, most physically imposing young man on the Niles Red Dragons team. Obviously, you're team captain, and you bring a lot, I think, both to the field and some heart as well. What was it like, Chris, to you know hear those honoring words when you found out you're the captain of the Red Dragons?
I was really not surprised, but I was shocked, you know what I'm saying, because there's a couple other kids on the team that I think could hold that position, but as, like, I was really happy, because knowing my peers look at me as a captain of the football team, you know what I'm saying, it really means a lot.
Awesome. Now, growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play football at a young age?
Yes, I played Pee Wee's for the Little Red Dragons for 2 years. I was going to play midgets 1 year, but I broke my arm. So then I went straight to middle school, okay. Played 7th grade. I didn't play my 8th grade year. Freshman year I played, sophomore year I didn't play. But I played last year, and now I'm here.
Nice, and you're a team captain. So through that year-in, year-out type football career, I mean, what positions were you usually playing as a young kid?
When I played Pee-wees, I always played linebacker. I was... my first year I played B team. I was running back and linebacker, and then when we was on the A team, I played linebacker and tight end.
All right. Now, when you were playing maybe in the backyard with your buddies, who did Chris Swift Adams pretend he was when he had the football in his hand?
Like as an NFL player?
Uh-huh.
Julian Edelman.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Not to get off subject, but I remember when he was coming out of Kent State in 2009. Obviously, he was a quarterback from California, went to Kent State. He worked out his pro day at Kent State and Akron, and former Akron quarterback Charlie Fry was throwing passes to Edelman. And I remember I sat with Edelman and Fry after the pro day, and he said, "You see that kid right there?" And as we sat there, he goes, "He's going to make it. He's going to be a pro." And so Charlie Fry have a good scouting eye, and obviously you have a good scouting eye watching Julian Edelman do his thing. So, I mean, what brought you back? You said you missed your junior year. You didn't play?
I felt like, you know, I really loved the game, but I happened to not be eligible
okay. For
the season. So I felt like I really had a lot to prove to my peers and the coaches that were here and, you know, coaches that are still here and new coaches. So I feel like I had a lot to prove to myself as a person, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't in the right mind,
okay.
You know what I'm saying. So.
Now, I'm curious because you've come across as a quiet young man as we sit here in the coach's office doing the show. Now, there has to be another switch to another side of you that I don't know about once you put the jersey and the pads on and you go out there. I mean, is there another Chris Swift Adams out there, and when does that flip kind of switch?
I feel like when I'm on the field, I'm very vocal. You know, I yell, scream to my players. Not to my players, but my teammates.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm really vocal on the field.
Nice. And, you know, he mentioned the hard hitting. He said, what was it, Coach Perry?
Yeah, so our guys that are on the defensive side of the ball, they have to earn hit shirts, and you have to show a bit of physicality there and a little bit of, lack of respect for your body at times. And, you know, a guy with his size that's willing to play, I mean, he plays linebacker, so that's all you really need to know about him. And he was one of the guys that stood out pretty early on and earned that hit jersey, right? I think maybe that's the first day hitting, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. The Oklahoma drill.
Nice. And there's nothing more that pleases coaches or fans just watching a kid get after it. So I think you possess those traits. Obviously, you get the jersey, your name, team captain, and Thursday night under the lights here at Bo Ryan Stadium. What are you excited about? Your coach said there's one big thing that he wanted from you, young man, and what was it?
He was really emphasizing effort because, you know, coming off our season last year, I feel like there was effort, but there could have been more effort.
Okay.
And you know, Coach likes winning, but he'd rather see us, you know, put in the effort. You know, maybe somebody makes the wrong call on defense and don't just stop, you know, go to the ball, put some effort into the play.
Right.
Just because one person or two people messed up, it doesn't mean you stop.
No. And you can win ugly, you can even lose gracefully. There's a respect of the game and a way you play, and I think obviously that's what I think you want out of these guys is, regardless of the whistle, you want these guys going 110%, giving it all, and just making even if you lose, the victory isn't there. I think if you play well with a lot of heart, I think the people leave there believing in what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. For you, I mean, when you look at your teammates, is there anyone that you just kind of said, man, this I'm excited about seeing what this kid's going to bring to the 2018 season?
Travis Molnar. He played JV last year.
Okay.
He was really good because I played running back, and I wouldn't say he took my spot, but you know, he's little and fast. He can get you know around people and stuff. So I was really excited to see what he can do.
Awesome stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Player Spotlight Show featuring Chris Swift Adams, senior team captain, linebacker, fullback. This is also powered by Charles Auto Family. Keep saying Chato, and we apologize for that.
Maybe they'll change it to Chato.
yeah.
You know, maybe get some.
And as wives do, Coach Perry, you would know this. She listened to last week, and she's like, you need to pronounce it better. So I'll be hearing.
Well, Ed Mignon will be down here knocking on our door and making sure we get that right.
Yeah.
And again, big thanks to Ed for coming up and making sure that sponsorship went through. It's great when the Dragon alumni reach out, which has happened so many times recently. It's made it great for us, but big part of the program having these guys sponsor us. So the Charles Auto family, you can count on me, Bo, and I'll get it right every time, and I'll bail you out on that.
Chris, you want to say it? Charles Auto family.
Charles Auto family.
There it goes.
Not that hard, is it, Chris? I don't know.
I think because I have to say Coach Perry podcast, and it's Charles Auto family. I think there's a lot of little dynamics going there. I get tongue tied. Before we wrap things up, we always like to have some fun. We'll throw a couple off the wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure.
Now I'm going to keep asking this question because I just want to find out if there is one on the team. Is there a great Coach Perry impersonator yet on the in the roster in the locker room?
You don't want to impersonate Coach. Not really.
No?
Not really. Just like Gibby said last week, there's a lot of master sergeant impersonations because, you know, you wouldn't want to do that in front of him. But, you know, since he's not around as much, he did come to a practice, but now he's not around, you know, it's funny to joke about it. But in the moment, during camp, you know, you're scared of him because he's an intimidating dude.
So, yeah. How about this one? Who's the biggest jokester of the Red Dragons?
Rob Sav. He's a... very funny. Ever since we was young, he always had always crack jokes.
Nice. Best rapper?
Probably me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, who, if you don't have to, but if you're going to reel off a song for us, who would it be?
If I was to, like...
Do a little, yeah.
Sing a song?
Yeah.
Dear Mama by Tupac.
There you go. Nice. How about this one? Toughest Red Dragon.
Toughest.
What kid would you want to hit you that you're going to enjoy seeing maybe hit opponents in this upcoming year?
David Mays.
Yeah.
He's really hard. He's a big body. He can really bring his weight behind a hit.
Nice. I like it. And then the final question before we let you go today. Nickname? You got any nicknames?
Swifty. Swift. That's it. I've been being called those since I was young.
Okay.
So what's my nickname?
Oh, go Will Swifty.
Awesome. Well, Chris, man, we appreciate you sharing your time with us, and best of luck to you and your teammates Thursday night and obviously through the rest of the season. And we enjoyed you being here on the Charles Auto Family podcast here.
Perfect.
Red Dragons, guys. Coach, again, before we let you go, we got you both on the show.
You excited or nervous? I mean, how much sleep do you get on a week, game week, first week?
I'm one of them lucky people that no matter what, I think I can always sleep. So I did notice I got, I struggle with some back pain every now and then. I noticed my back's acting up, and that's probably a little stress related there. So I got to do my stretches, whatever, get ready for Thursday. But, you know, it's just inherently, I got a question asked by one of the newspaper reporters, which was, does this feel different being that you're back at Niles compared to coaching other places? And I said, I know why you asked that question, but no. I think when you're a leader of young men, first of all, it's an honor. And second of all, you know, if I'd have gone into any of those other jobs feeling different about it, that would have been shame on me. So, you know, it's just the nature of this job and this first week and wonderment of what's going to happen and where maybe you failed as a coach. I mean, that's hard as it is, but I just feel blessed with the opportunity to be here coaching at Niles and be coaching guys like Swifty here. I mean, it's really wish that all my friends and all the people that I know could have the opportunity and get the feeling of what this feels like, because it's a very special thing to be around high school football, which I think is the greatest sport in America. Obviously, I'm biased there, but and to be doing it here at Niles with such a historic program and trying to live up to the honor of all those that paved the way before us, it's a nerve-wracking time, but at the same time, it's such a special time. So we just hope to put on a good show Thursday night.
Awesome. I'm going to leave all our guests here as we anticipate a fun, fun night, a victory at the end of the night for the Red Dragons on Thursday night. But, Coach, I'm going to throw this one at you. Here's your question I'm going to get you. If you had to wear one of these outfits for the rest of the year, what coaching outfit would you have on? Would you go Tom Landry with the fedora? Would you go Bill Belichick with the cutoff short sleeve hoodie? Would you go with the Jim Harbaugh, even though I know we're at Ohio State, but just the look? Or would you just go with something simple, like maybe just a Don Shula, just a nice polo?
Well, I think John Shula is the safest bet there, but I'll do the tip of the cap to one of my favorite coaches of all time. When I was a little kid, I was a big Cowboys fan. So I used to love watching Coach Landry out there. I think if it was socially acceptable, maybe I would don the fedora, but I put the bucket hat on to protect my thin upper layer there, and my kids make fun of me, so I think a fedora would probably get me locked out of the house. So. But I'd definitely go with Landry if I thought I could pull it off, but I don't think I was as cool as Tom. So we'll go Don Shula probably Thursday night.
Awesome stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. Our special kid or player tonight was none other than Chris Swift Adams joining us here again. This whole show is powered by Charles Auto Family. And you can go out to Garrettsville, Ohio, and check out all the great deals that they bring every single day. And it's exciting. Again, big shout-out for them supporting this project as we move forward. As always, we thank you for listening. Remember, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to them at your leisure. Listen to the links anytime you wish. As always, thanks for listening.